The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Kudos to Oklahoma, whose citizens remember well that our state laws do supersede those created by our federal government. Our current president either forgets we have a constitution or doesn't care. There's nothing in the Constitution that states the federal government can force universal health care with or without a public option. We have the federal government run and dictate rules on universal health care and arbitrarily steal $500 billion from Medicare, which we, the seniors of the U.S., paid into and need for ourselves. That won't work. If the current Senate health bill passes, it could be challenged as illegal. We the people should all stand together and refuse to purchase the insurance jammed or rammed through, which automatically makes our country socialist. It's time for all U.S. states to follow Oklahoma and assert themselves. Oklahoma recently passed a law, 37-9, and a few liberals were in the mix, and the law was an amendment to place the Ten Commandments on the front entrance to the state capitol. The feds in D.C., along with the ACLU, said, "Oh, that would be a mistake. You can't do that." Guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Several weeks ago, a law was passed declaring Oklahoma as a sovereign state, not under the federal government directives, joining Texas, Montana, and Utah as the only other states to do so. More states are likely to follow, like Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Florida. The federal government has made bold steps to take away our guns. Oklahoma, a week ago, passed a law stating that people in that state have the right to bear arms and transport them in their vehicles. I'm sure that was a setback for the criminals and Obamaites. Liberals did not like it. But guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Just this month, Oklahoma has voted and passed a law that all driver's license examinations will be printed in English only and no other language. They have been called racist for doing this, but the fact is that all of their road signs are in English only. If you want to drive in Oklahoma, you must read and write English. Really, it's simple. By the way, the Attorney General doesn't like any of this. Guess what? Who cares? Oklahoma is doing it anyway. Isn't it really way past time for all the states to speak out and become assertive and proceed to do what our federal constitution says the states can do? And tell Obama, Pelosi, and Reid to scratch the House and Senate universal health care bills and come up with something proper and simple created by both the Republicans and Democrats in Congress? Something that does not take up 2,000 pages? Something that would take up maybe 10 pages? A bill of 2,000 pages is in many ways dishonest because it's full of irrelevant provisions called earmarks and lots of other bullpucky. Also, why didn't Pelosi and Reid allow our Republican representatives in Congress to have any input whatsoever in creating these health care bills? Aren't we supposed to be the United States and not the divided states? Let us speak out, because we are on the verge of losing our government as we know it. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.